Well, achalti ba'oni mimena. The Gemara learns out there's a din of aninus. So there's a din of aninus that doesn't apply today. That's the real din of aninus, and there's something else we just call aninus. Really, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out it's real like the beginning of the third parak in brachas. Mishameisu pata, mishameisu muta lofanav. So the din daraisa of an oni, but an oni is someone who loses a loved one, and he's going to have to basically try to take care of the burial, etc. So the halacha is v'achalti ba'oni, he can't eat ma'aser sheni, and as well, aro made a kal v'chomer, if you can't eat ma'aser sheni, so if you can't eat other kadshim, you can't bring karbanos. So that's the din daraisa. And that goes until the night. However, the din that we're familiar with, the din of Petor min HaMitzvahs, that only applies to the Kfura, that an onin is Pata min HaMitzvahs. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, whether Pata means Pata about Mutter, I'm Pater, but if I feel up to it, I could do it, or no. Or pato avo usser, like Tosis Kos in the Yerushalmi, else lo eg l'rosh, you can't show up in the cemetery doing mitzvahs, it's a disgrace, or it's not covered ames. So we paskin like Tosis, it's usser to do mitzvahs. So there's a din, so that only applies up until the kfura. Once you do the burial, an avo becomes chai of a mitzvah, as we said, besides the halacha of tefillin, Avel Yom Rishon, our minig is us b'nei Ashkenaz, even though we pass in Avelis is only Darabanan, all the time we still say no tefillin on the first day of Avelis. In contrast to the other Shitas in the Rishon, and the Rabban writes, that would be a nafkamina, whether Avelis is Daraisa or Darabanan. If you hold it's the Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, that's when you don't wear tefillin, perhaps a Misa and Kfura on the same day. But if we assume that Avelos Yom Rishon is only Durabanan, so then you can wear tefillin. So our minig is we don't wear tefillin at all. I assume that's the minig of the Svardim as well. I'm not sure what the minig of Svardim is, but the minig Ashkenaz is, and I think there's a minig in Breuers in some places, among the Yekis, that if it's not Misa and Kfura, so then maybe it's not the Araisa, so therefore maybe the kosher Shadashita, you put on tefillin without a bracha, I guess, but then you run into the problem of if you are an Avel, then you're violating the halacha of an Avel not wearing. I'm not sure why it's the bracha that makes a difference, unless you're saying you're not putting on l'shem mitzvah. But either way, so that's the nakuda by an onin is, and therefore an onin is patam in a mitzvah. And that's why if a person is nifter on Shabbos, so therefore on Shabbos he's chayiv in mitzvahs. However, but Havdalah is patur from, because Havdalah is already after Shabbos. So the meaning is that, again, it's a machokas in the Rishonim, we assume one should not make Havdalah until they come back from the Kfura. And in fact, let's say someone did make Havdalah, they heard Havdalah, they made Havdalah, Betos. So then, I think Rav Abadi points out, so then already you can rely on the opinion. It's a Machlokas Achronim, so today, because there is a halacha that if the Chevra Kadisha is taking care of everything, so once you give it over to the Chevra Kadisha, no longer Patam and HaMitzvah. So that's a big discussion. We assume it doesn't apply to the day, meaning the heter applies, because even though they're taking care of the mace, you got to take care of the eulogies, have people come call people to tell them about the burial. So it does apply, but there's a shita brought down, I think the Chachmas Adam, that even the Bizman Hazeh, that an onin should be chayev him. So we don't paskin that way, but Rabadi says if you heard Abdullah, so you wouldn't have to make Abdullah over. We could use that sheet. But the two different halachas is a din d'oraisa of an onin not eating karbanos, and that goes past the kfura. And according to owning Pater Min HaMitzvahs, that ends it. In fact, that was the famous Rav Schechter says over that when Rav Soloveitchik went to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he was in Shiva, so they were talking and learning, so I think the Rebbe said, there's a Rambam that says that the din of Anina, the din d'oraisa, only applies until the Kfura. So Rav Soloveitchik said, there's no Rambam like that. It's against the Gemara. So Rabbi says, there is, let me show you. He started getting up and the Rav pushed him down and said, don't waste your time, there's no Rambam. And then he told me there's a Rambam, oh, Peirush HaMishnayos, I was talking about the Mishnah Torah. I think they say he sent him back. After Shiva, the three places where the Rambam and Peirush HaMishnayos says that it does end at Kfur, but then in the Kapak, in the edition, it shows that the Rambam crossed that out. It was a mistake, and because it's the Gemara. The Gemara goes past the Kfura. However, regarding the Bator Mitzvahs, which is a separate halacha, it only goes up until the Kfura.